Well, maybe they are high still, but I'm not going to discuss it now. Or this Gemara. The Gemara is the kasha. How can we believe a Nisar of Tumeh? Tumeh because of COVID Abrias, but the Chochma of Yitvino Neder HaMashem. So the Gemara says, B'beis HaPras, so it's only a Nisar of Rabban. And so then the Gemara says, Toshma Adoma Rabbele, so that's B'beis HaPras. Tosh madoma rablez barapsodek midalgin o yinu o gabe arim shal meisim di chasmalche Yisrael di loyli chasmalche Yisrael du vadom ru el afil li chasmalche akum shi yiske yafrin di malche Yisrael malchus akum that's why it's a mitzvah to go and see melech akum. All right, you're allowed to be either in Israel, but who tells him that he should go? He'll have plenty of other people who have been recovered from the Malachatim. Why does he have to volunteer? Why does he have to volunteer? Let's say, if Queen Elizabeth comes in the United States, so every Jew is in the have to go to Washington and be recovered from Queen Elizabeth. I mean, all right, she's a Malach, she's a queen. So the Torah says, why did the words of the Blessed Baruch Tzodek so joyous to see Malchi Akum, in order to see the difference in his life. So that's the reason as to why the Blessed Baruch Tzedek was Zoris. But that's not the reason as to why he was either an Nisa Tumet de Rabbonon, Chasli Sholem. Now that she is going so he can make, that's because Kovid Abrius is there. But what kind of Kovid Abrius is that? It's a question of giving Kovid. The answer is, if a Melech doesn't get Kovid, he's Bizoin now. Because the Melech is used to COVID. And if he doesn't get COVID, so it's designed, so it comes in COVID Apriest. So we see that aloha of COVID Apriest, that is Deichai, not after COVID Apriest, that is Israel, even more than Akum. And here the Rambam says that when a Bezdi exercises force against certain people, against conflict, he should do the Shemayim and caution, and only if it's at Hashor and so on, because otherwise he's missed out on Kavod HaBriyos. So what if he's missed out on Kavod HaBriyos? If the aloche of Hamir and Yalo Haver and Mikre Roshe only applies to Israel, so why does the Rambam say it is a big avere to use force and to be mikraze any human being if it's not at Hashor, even though he's a Navarian, because Kovod HaBriyos is so great that his Deichem is also Koshkin Kovod HaBriyos of Israel, that means that even in regard to an Akum, so he has to exercise Koshkin. Koshkin Kovod HaYisrael. But anyway, so it's implicit in this Rambam that the Aloche of Hamir Yadol Haver and Mikra Roshe applies into an Akum, not Afke to Israel. So, but that's not my concern now. But here the question is, the Rambam really mentions the Aloche in Luchas Mamre, Bez Makim Beinshin, Gabi Nise, so he mentions it only Gabi Bez Nagodu. But when he mentions the Gabi Akoye, Kwole, you know, putting prison falls short of capital punishment, so he applies it to based on the homework in the whole world. The answer is that I refer because the aloha of based marking the issue implies two things. First of all, that based on the Tzir HaShor can meet out capital punishment, even someone who is not Chayim Nisim, Kochav Lashon Bishabes, not Chayim Nisim, not one of the manifest Lochas. And then, so the Gemara says, that Bezdin, at one time, they meted out Makas Mardus, to a husband who was named Zarathustra's not his new Dwayuku, Shabal Sisha, Hesia, so the view of the best vehicle. They wasn't the punishment, it was just my colleague, not as an artist, but he was not high enough as an artist, just creatures. He didn't act in its needed way. So the Gemara mentions the same aloha Bezdin Makinbeish, but there's a big difference. The aloha Bezdin Makinbeish vis-a-vis capital punishment, Nise, so that's most long as the Bezdin Agot. But the aloha Bezdin Makinbeish, Adavon Shin, Hakoye, Sasuri, all kinds of Onshin, Nidu, Chayr, and Kvore, and all kinds of things, and to start in the river and everything, so that is Mosul to everything. But the more mentions, best Makin the Ancient, in two situations. And the Rambam, here he says, the Rambam, he says, Yesh li bezn li halkis mishin yechuyiv malkis li laharik mishin yechuyiv nise vi loy labe al dveteiro el lasis yo dveteiro vi chivin shavein bezn shepolzo om di dobo Yesh lehem ligde o echad lika dobo kem mashgir lehem hatli lo asho loy shi ikva loch lmeris maise di hilku odom shepo al ishti tafasir. But that wasn't nise. O maise di achot shroch tafsir bishabes di meyibonim the will be best in Uskolu, Maise the Toloshin and the Shetak, the Tol Teznagodo, Shmei Noshin the Yimecho the Ashkele, and the Yimaloche, the Yimisim Shnai in the Yimecho. So, because it was a Rosh Hashanah, the Lohoyo Shom called Dark at Kishe Vahachile Vahasvoye, the Lohoyo Vidiro, and the Rosh Hashanah Kidimashaw. So in other words, so the Gemara mentions, best Makadeishin, to Echot Shemochto Asim Bishabes, and the regard to Echot Shemochto Alish Tanasiro, but the observers and Bilku, but it's different alochas. Soklu, that's most of the Nagodo, and the Valkes, it can be done, it's Echot Shemochto, even other than Nagodo. So why is this mentioned in one alocha? The answer is, in order to meet out force, without any punishment, whether it's capital punishment, Nise, or Malkes, or what kind of punishment, doesn't make any difference. So there are two shayles. First of all, there is the shayle of the love of Lisirt, it's a capital punishment. So there is the shayle of Lisirt, love of Lisirt. So some Mele, only Bez Nagodu has a clear hachira with the show. So by each of the love of Israel. But then there is a loche that somebody is made in Yad, whether it's Yitzhiche or Akoye, without Rishus, he's a Roshi. He has no Rishus to be made in Yad, except that Bezdin has Rishus. Bezdin has Rishus. Edward is passing short. Migdamil said, Bezdin has the shoes to Meir Miyad. Migdamil said, Matasmaldus, and so on. So Mele, vis-a-vis Bezdin Agodu, we also have to apply to ours. First of all, Nisar Tzichri. Then Bezdin Agodu has a Kiyah Hachir. But then, there's a Shaila of Shefer, but דמוד ומוד ומדומים שוכח, חזדים כמה ששיח הבטרים. So, even without the love of Israel, so it's חייב מיסי בשמיים, without חישוס, if somebody is שיפר דם, and even if somebody is שיפר דם עצמי, and even if somebody without חישוס, in a passive way is שיפר דם עצמי, he goes on a hunger strike. To the extent of endangering his life, he's chayv mishamayim without Rishus. That's what the Mugiyeset, Mishpuyeset, the Ram Mishpuyeset, So how, one second. So how can this be great? So this is the Zarkosa in Ezra. But Ezra mentions Lomas also, because Ezra himself was in Dutchness and they wrote in Abbas. So in regard to the love of Nisirtzoch, so they were Akia. But without Nisirtzoch, one has no reshus to exercise Kriya. But who has reshus to exercise Kriya? Who? Yochi has no reshus of being to exercise Kriya. But Bezdin, and that Kriya Bezdin really emanates from the sea. You see, there are certain alochas that are in dealing Bezdin with Kriya's Bezdin, not because the Bezdin represents, let's say, the redundant gnosis. Redundant gnosis. So, only smuchim can be done in a gnosis. Nigas malabais, Eli, and if we say, il kashis, if kansu, the moment is, only smuchim can be done. So that's not because of kehatsibo. Suppose, now we cannot be done in a gnosis. Suppose there will be an assembly of all the Jewish residents of the city, and they'll try to be done with the process. Because it requires best. Mashiach in the Kiach Kriye that is possessed by Besdin, that's not by Besdin themselves, because Besdin represents the Tzibur. Besdin represents the Tzibur. And when the Rambam in the Mishnah prayers, so it says that if you die and gets the shoes from the Kalusha, from the Gnosi, so then he enjoys immunity. So he can down and he has immunity too. So he says not everyone that gets the shoes from the Kalusha has immunity. He's potter shall. Only if he's in a certain madrega. In order to be down in the whole Oretz, in the whole world, in Bogel, in Eretz Yisrael, so he has to be Boki Bechomza, Yidiyabor. In order to be done, be Yirei, so that Rishus from the Rishuluse will be effective to give him unity, so he has to have Yidiyabor and Boki Sechte, and Yidiyam Shitefes Yishas. So in other words, so, what's the matter is, in other words, because this aloha that the best has that even if it makes it toys, so the bottom of the shalei, that's the key of best that emanates from the tzibur. Because that is based, Rashi says it here, because it's based upon hefka bezin hefka. So Rashi says, Losh is hore, Heilman Yiboye, Remeida Adine, Vitoye, Yiboye, Lifter, Mishnu, Rishuse, the Rish Beluse. Then will be Potter, I'll have it here. Why will be Potter? After all, he's a Mazi. He's Dami, he's also a Mazi. Why is he Potter? The Chena Mashmuel, Mishnu, Rishuse, the Rish Beluse. So why Rish Beluse different? So Rashi says, because the Hefka doesn't have to. So in other words, and the Rishi is not even a comfortable thing to have to be from the Torah, Rishi Rishi. But who is Rishi Rishi is in Kimelachim. What does it mean in Kimelachim? Does he have it all the dream of Melech has to show it? He only has those dream of Melech that are possessed by the Tzibur. So Melech, there are certain halachas that Melech has, because Melech represents the Tzibur. And there are certain halachas that Melech has that are possessed by Melech, not because they represent the Tzibur. The Tzibur cannot do it. Only Melech can do it. So Rishulut say is not a Melech. In regard to the all the authorities that are possessed by Melech, as in Melech, Rishulut is not a Melech. Rishulut is not a Melech. You couldn't even have a Melech today. The Rambam says, that the Melach can only be acquainted with the Das HaNavi. We have no Nevi'im, so we couldn't be acquainted. We couldn't have been the Melach. But those authorities that the Melach possesses, because the Melach is the Manik HaTzibor and he represents the Tzibor, that those authorities are possessed by the Rishonim also. So Hefka Besen Hefker is not the Keach of Besen that he hears in Besen per se, but Hefka Besen Hefker, the Tri-Sanctions, is the Keach of Besen because Besen represents the Tzibor. So in Achnamed, Ramos says of Hishmishbe, Zayn to be here also have the Keach of Hefka Besen Hefker. Zayn to be here means the city council. The city council, the Kiel and Zayn to be here, if the Tzibor authorized them to represent them in the applying sanctions, they have the Keach of Hefka Besen Hefker of applying sanctions. The Kovner of Baravron says that, that's the Siddur Opponent. In other words, Hefka Besen Hefker is not the Keach of Besen as such, it's the Keach of Tzibor. But Besen represents the Tzibor. And the Baravron says that the Aloha of Tzibor of Tzibor and the Aloha of Hefka Besen Hefker is the same thing, in other words. Because Dine Malchus Dine, as the Rambam says, only applies to a Melach HaKohen who is recognized by the people. In other words, the Rambam says, no, there's no Aveide, only the Melach's currency must be a certain. In those days, he didn't have voting, you know, he didn't have such a thing. So how could you determine whether a certain Melach is acceptable to the people or not? So there was one way of determining that. If every time one king Melach, whether among the Jews, in Aishemi, or among the Goyim, among the Romans, so he used to coin this new Magbeh, that word. And if the Magbeh circulated, so it was a riot, that it was acceptable to the people. And that was one way of indicating that whether the approve of the Melach's kingship or not, whether it's, so the Rambam says, Din Malchus Dine only applies, that's Gemara. The Rambam says that it only applies to the Melach whose Magbeah is Yetzi B'chorandi. It circulates freely, but if the Magbeah doesn't circulate, so he's a listin, he's a racketeer, he's a gangster, they say. Hitler in Lakshmei occupies, you know, a certain country, and then gives out, he makes all kinds of decrees, confiscating property and changing the ownership. So then it's just miserlistic, in other words. So the Aloha, that's what the Abram says. Didn't Malchus HaDin and Hefker Besen Hefker in the same Aloha? It is basically vested in the Tzibor. Can be a Tzibor, even in the Seiler, I mean the people. Or in the Tzibor of a certain city, that's why the Ramos says of the Shemishbet. In Simen Beis, it is that Zayin Tuberiyah had the Keach of Hefka Besen Hefker. So Mele, here Rashi says, the reason is why the Rishuluse had the Keach to give Rishus and give unity to everybody, to every Dayan, in Bobel, in Kutzlar. So, became a Lochemni, finally. But did he have it in Melach? No, became a Lochemni. In other words, there are two kinds of authorities vested in Melach. Certain authorities that are vested in Melach, as in Melach, but the Tzibor collectively does not have that here. Let's say the Aloche, Mir B'Malchus. So, and Lois is Chayim Nisi. So, if somebody will be mirroring in the whole Tzibo, it's not a nice thing, but they're not the Chayim Nisi. So that's the Aloche that is vested in Melach as Melach. And there are certain authorities that are vested Melech, because the Melech is the manigat tzibur, and he represents the tzibur. So Vishgahu said, those authorities that the Melech possesses, as in Melech, Vishgahu is not the Melech, but those authorities that the Melech possesses, because he's the manigat tzibur, he represents the tzibur, so Vishgahu also possesses. So Melech Hefkepes and Hefkea, that's a keach vested in Bezdin, not in Bezdin per se is Bezdin, but in the tzibur. And the Bezdin represents the tzibur. So the Rejvelusse has that keach of Hefka Bezdin Hefka. Yes, what is it?
Why did you bring in an extra passage for the Ezra, telling us that we can take, there's no problem of Hafez being coming up, should take him and draw it. The same marker that Bezdin of a Rosh Shah can take care of the problem of killing somebody, take care of this problem as well.
Which problem? All right, so what does that imply? That Bezdin has rishus to use force. But when somebody uses force without rishus, so if he uses force in a kohen, he's a roshe, but he's not chayav in mind. If he uses force without rishus in a rishus, so he's a bigger roshe, he's even chayav. But basically it's one halacha, that one is not allowed to use force without being explicitly authorized to use force.
So,
one second, yes.
So do we have a special passage telling us that the Rasha doesn't kill somebody?
Yeah, yeah.
So that passage, I mean, why can't you use that same passage that the president
No. But as far as said the Parshiniyah is concerned, so the same aloche, force with a short of capital punishment, or force including capital punishment, the same aloche, yes, Rishus. But if it includes capital punishment, then there is a shalei of concealed suffering. So you cannot say, because the Mikta Mil say, I'm allowed to be internally sealed, so we have to resort to Akire. Akire can be done only by Bezdin Agoda.
But that same Akira should take care of all the problems.
No. Akira means Akira. Isur. But here is a special law that we have to have Rishus to use force. It's not a question of Israel. It's not a question of himself. Without his soul, if somebody uses force, so Lloyd Gershus is a horse. It's not shy to say, what I mean, you can be each of his soul, you can be each of his mitzvahs, but you cannot be each of just him. It's a horse. If somebody without authorized his shoes uses force, he's a horse. What are you each? Cannot be each of that's one we do not know. One who uses force without rishus from the Torah is a rosh. What do they do? Do they do that they do not know? You can't do that. Even there's not a rosh. But as far as rishus, so there is a possibility. Rishus. But we still talk is a lisa that we have to resolve to Akira. Yes, what is it?
So which emanates from the Koach HaTzibur, the Koach HaKira or the Rishus?
The Rishus. That's the Koach HaTzibur. The Tzibur has Rishus to use force. We need the means of the Tikkun Eilam to say a Hashem. We may live the whole of the Holzman. That's why the Ramos says, in Chishmish Petzin and Beis, he says, only Dele Ador, then if the God Lador even in the wrong thing, pointed like the Tzibor, not the Lador, only the Tzibor stumbled out. The Reshkulusa was not the God Lador, but because of Yehusha from Dori, and the Tzibor was Maskimani, so in Mele, he had the key of Bezdin in the sense that he was the money at Tzibor. So that's the pshat in the Kimilochim name. Now, there is another halacha One second, please, please, please. Every share, because I'm afraid I will not be able to finish it. Rambam, let's say if somebody tries to master, so then if we warn him, we are even allowed, you know, to kill him. It's a rape. Or then what he says, but suppose you already mastered, so there's nothing that you can accomplish by killing him, you're not allowed to. Now, Moser is one of those who live in the Bible. So the Rambam says, he said it to us also, Umaisim bichozman biorim amayron, lanish amostrim, So he mentions three things. What did these three things connote? So the Osram means to put them in prison. So in other words, the Akeisis, the Amaro, that it's Mithel to turn over in Moser and the ritual Moser to the Malchus to be put in prison. And Defrios of Lakesa means that it's Mithel on a certain surface in order to save the Tzibur, to tell the Tzibur to turn over in Moser to the Malchus to be smitten. Maximal. What does Onsha mean? What does Onsha mean? To be killed. If it's muta to turn over to Mosea, even to be executed by Malchus. So what kind of Hiddish is it that it's muta to turn over in Mosea to be put in prison? It's Kavachena. So why did Rambam, I have to say that? So the Rambam should say, Umaisim bichozman biori amayro, lamish amoschim shehuziko nimsir momen biodom, and then the Rambam concludes, Kifirishon. What does it mean? So this Rambam also implies what the Miri says in regard to the minimum Muslim, the minimum man, doesn't mean Chasvi Sholem. You just spell out just like that, every Yochid, Chasvi Sholem. That will be Ritzichet. So it means that the tzibur, all those who are the manigya tzibur, the zaytuliyah, I mean those who represent the tzibur, or the leador, as the Miri says, they represent zaytuliyah, represent the tzibur only if they are explicitly appointed to represent the tzibur. But the leador, that is something we don't have today, the leador. So then, they represent the tzibur, they have the kiyach tzibur, even without explicitly being appointed by the tzibur. But it's most of the tzibur. And what the aloha, in other words, the tzibur has reshus to cope to apply drastic measures against the Mitzaria Tzibur. In Mosav is a Mitzaria Tzibur. And in his own Mitzaria Tzibur. In Mosav is a Mitzaria Tzibur on a physical level, and the Nin is a Mitzaria Tzibur on a spiritual level. But they have the same din. So the Rambam, when the Rambam says, "My sin beholds man, the Ori Hamar, Lanish Hamostin, she will so call you say, Moment the other, the Nimser Hamostin, the Ali, the Hobby, the Anshamula, Kimsom, the Osram to the Rishon." The question arose, if it's the Ansham, he allowed to turn over, the Manigi Atzibor allowed, the Tzibor is allowed to turn over in Mosser, to the Malchus, to be killed, to be executed. Allah has come with Hamad, we put in prison. No, the answer is, Kifir Rishon. In other words, they have to do only if it's indispensable for that source. So sometimes, he must say, he's a terrible person, and does harm to the Tzibur, but you can protect the Tzibur by just having him placed in prison for 1 year. So you protect the Tzibur. But sometimes the situation is such, if you report into your mouth was to be put in prison, then. So you don't need to you. And the only way to protect the Tzibur is by turning him over to the Malchus to be executed. Otherwise, they'll keep on harming the Tzibur. So then the Tzibur has the right to decide as a extraordinary measure, the Nidamil say, Il Liansh. So when the Rambam says, Chikirishon, he means that the turning over to the Malchus has to be commensurate with the protection of the Tzibur. If it is indispensable for the protection of the Tzibur to have him killed, then they are right to do that too. But if it is only indispensable for the protection of the Tzibur to have him placed in jail, then they have no right to have him killed. That's what the Rambam says. Then the Rambam says, "V'chein kol ha'mitzar l'tzibur u'mitzaro." So, kol ha'mitzar l'tzibur u'mitzaro. Mutar u'mitzar y'al-t'chodin la'keisei u'li'osrei u'li'kamsei. Abo u'mitzar yochid osoles. They're not allowed to turn over a Roshi, even a Roshi Gomor, in order to prevent harm to Yom. That the more in Yit, the more in the more in the Nola, in the Huk, the Hek, who be other the Mishra Malchus. So the answer was, they might be trying to destroy them, they're not allowed to do that. But if it is for the purpose of protecting the whole Tzibur, so then we allow to Mishra. But it is remarkable. When the Rambam discusses Muslim who are believing or reminding, the Rambam says, "Umaisim beholds man the ore amarov la anoish hamoschim chuhusu kulim semon miodom vilim seramoschim yadil chobim liansham or akesom or liasham kiterisham." So he mentions him liansham, but he says, "Nechein kol ha'mitzar l'tzibur u'mitzaro mutar u'nosre v'yadu k'chovim." He doesn't say l'anshei. He says l'akeisei, to hit him, l'asrei, to put him in prison, or l'kamsei. Kamsei means a fine, a monetary fine. How about l'anshei? L'anshei he doesn't say. So there is a deal. But it's the same aloch. The same, for the same reason that we are allowed to turn over a Moser, the Malchus, even for the purpose of being executed on the circuit, if that is indispensable for the defense and the protection of the Tzibur. So in the same reason we are allowed to turn over in Tzara Tzibo. What is in Tzara Tzibo? In Tzara Tzibo means any criminal. Any criminal who is a habitual criminal. In other words, if somebody was nichshol, he stole once, he's not in Tzara Tzibo. You can't report him to the moment. Suppose you know someone, a certain Jew stole. Happens, unfortunately, it happens. I mean, the Orthodox Jewish group, I mean, they steal and they commit fraud and everything. So you're not allowed to turn him over to Malchus. Under no circumstances. It's a terrible thing. A terrible thing. And even if you arrest, so you should say, I can't do it. Because it is in conflict with my religion. And then you will not be forced. I mean, of course you'll have to have a fight. But if somebody is a habitual criminal, he's a regular thief, you're allowed to report him. And then some will be put in prison. Some will be put in prison because he's a Mitzahara Tzibo. A criminal is a Mitzahara Tzibo. So the Rambam says, but there is a difference between turning over the Malchus in Moser or in Moser and in the same thing. So then, under certain circumstances, the Rambam says, you can even turn him over to the Malchus for the purpose of Liansham, if that is indispensable for the Atzolos HaTzibur. And the Tzar HaTzibur, let's say, is somebody who is a gunner, a gazlan, he's a criminal, you know, and he's a minister of HaTzibur. He's a minister of Tzibur. You're allowed to turn him over to the Malchus for the purpose of being punished monetarily, I mean, to become some, and Leisron to be put in prison and to be hit, but not for the purpose of being executed. Not for the purpose of being executed. Of course, if somebody is a Ritzeach, then we are allowed to report him even for the purpose of being executed if we know that in the state there is capital punishment. So Ritzeach is very special halachic. But other criminals, not obviously, we are not allowed to turn over the Malchus, even if he's a habitual criminal, if we know that as a result of that, he'll be executed. But not executed, yes. Mashin Chin Moser, the Rambam says, my sin be all amaro, every time. And Kefir Rishon, indeed the Kefir Rishon requires the maximum Einesh, Onshon. It's also, why is it so? But it's the same Allah. And then, in Chesh Mishke, I don't know. Till when can I finish? Till 10:45, till 10 to 11, 5 to 11, till 11. Yeah, but till 10 to 11. Okay, thank you for telling me. Till 10 to 11, so in other words, till 10 after 11. Oh yeah, good liberal, I don't know. It might be Das Yochi. Till what? I won't hear the Das Rad, you know, majority.
10 to 1.
What? 10 to 1. See how what a liberal you are. You should run for office. I would vote for you. No, that is... Twelve more minutes, huh? Then I have to stop. Even in the middle of a sentence. Hard thing to do. Simen Shin Pei Ches. Kolam Tzayas HaSivya Beis, Kolam Tzayas HaTzibu, Muta Limeisri Biyadakum, La'akeisrei ulosrei ulikansi. Avon Mitzar Yochid Osul Mosrei. Mem. So, first it says, in Sifya Dalet, the Mechaba mentions Osa HaMosah, Asher Zomam U'Mosah, Also, the whole day, Ellen King, who's a prince here? She has a yorick, she means a hill. So that's Ois Hoffen Lamet, a Lamet in the Beragillo. The Beragillo is very brief, you know. So he says, what's the Mokea? That's Reisen Abrizore. Happy called Hamin, the Muslim Ridden Lemai. That's Ois Lamet. Then in Ois Man, in secret base, the Mechaba says, Mitzayar HaTzibur Muta U'Mosre B'Yadakum La'Keisri U'Losre U'Likamse. So he says, where is the Mokadet? Nire L'Anies Daiti She'Gamze Lomad Mipraisa Amiska. But why is there a difference? There's a variance. In regards, in other words, the same Allah. Mitzayar HaTzibur the minimum Mosre in the same Allah. But there's a variance. In regards, the minimum Mosre there's a loch in the lunchroom. Of course, it doesn't mean chasidolim. The yochi can just go out in the street and grab a moser and grab a mean and kill it. And be a retear. It's muscles in the tzibor. So the reason as to why the tzibor is allowed to take drastic action against minimum Muslim because they are considered, minimum Muslim are considered traitor tzibor. But there is a distinction that too. There is one lady who is ready for a chaver le'yogi, or a chaver bom narayis naram chosol onso. So that is, there is a chiyuv miseh, and every yochid has rishus to be matzil, the nirve, even be nafish of it. It's not mosul to the tzibur. Mashenkei, Mitzar HaTzibur, that's a different kind of way. Somebody is a menace to the Tzibur. He is an enemy of the Tzibur. So if Mosav is an enemy of the Tzibur, and in the same similar way, a mean who is Mesis Madiach, the people, to alienate them, Achri Ad Hashem, is also Mitzar HaTzibur, in a spiritual way. So, that's what the Rambam says in the Chesavrizore. Avol ha'nim v'amosrim hoyo mitzvah l'irodom. Again, hoyo mitzvah l'irodom. If it's your day to keep, hoyo mitzvah l'irodom. Shein mitzarim es ha'tzibur u'misirim es ha'om ha'achre ha'dishem. So mitzarim es ha'tzibur has reference to Moser. Misirim is om achra dishem has reference to me. So in other words, in a spiritual way, they are mitzari atzibo. So mele, they have aloch of mitzari atzibo. So the tzibo is allowed, in order to protect the tzibo, is allowed to take drastic action against the mitzari atzibo. So, but every mitzvah, it's a very criminal, a thief, a gunner, a gazel. So it also has a din of mitzvah. But a criminal mitzvah tzibur is not mufti of the seals. So maybe there is no heter to report them to the malchus for the purpose of being executed. Not allowed. But only for the purpose of being put in prison. Of being put in prison, of being fined, of being hit, being smitten, makas, but not lunch. Machine came, minimum Muslim, so they are mufke according to the random sheet of the love of the Sirtach, as the Chinuch says, because they come within the local of the Shemdim. The Mitzah Ratzina does not come within the local of the Shemdim. The Mitzah Ratzina is a minister of Tzibur, but Avet Shemdim doesn't apply to him. But you must come within the heart of the Kosov, Avet Shemdim. So maybe they are Mufka of the Ziyotah. But then there's another problem. No Ziyotah. But without the shoes, if somebody exercises clear force, so then he's a Roshe, and if it is force of Harige, so he's in Chai Nisim Yishamai. And that we see in the Pasuk for Kaditi as Bei Yisrael, or Bei Yisrael. So Rashi says, Kavis Yisrael, that means that Yehu is Chayim Nisim Yishamai. Why? He killed Bisachon, but the Navi told him to kill Bisachon. So it's evil is Yotzah. It was not evil is Yotzah, the Navi told him. So, the Navi has a keach to be Eikel, even if they were not moved to Yotzah. Let's say according to the Rach, that the Navi were married, he was not involved, they had her. Of the Havodah B'Yadayim, only he has Hatzolim. But there was Yitziba Novi, so there was no Yitziot. He was not Chayev, he was certainly not Chayev Yitzin Bezl. Ufakayeti means he is Chayev Yitzin Yishamayim. Why? True, the Novi told him, but the Novi told him something else too, to walk in the Derech Hashem, and that he didn't do. So mainly it means that even though the Novi ordered him to wipe out Bisachov, but he didn't fulfill the whole Tziva Novi, so he had no rishus to kill him. But he was not even a Sirtzach. The Sirtzach was Neka for the Tziva Novi, but rishus he didn't have, because he didn't follow up everything the Novi told him. So for cavity, so the Novi says that for cavity has made Israel obeys you. Nenashi, Jinilu ho adamoki, Rashi says. Why? Because he didn't have a shoes. Some melee, that's why the Rambam Tesis says, Hapikosim bam Israel, im hoya bio the mitzvah of Israel, im yeish bio dey, keach b'saye b'pares yeh la'are yeh. And Jesus says, v'men ma'abayis yodei tzkupo. Because the Isa Lissiyotso doesn't apply. Because the Chinuch says, because Abed Rishon Rino. But that doesn't mean that he has Rishush to his force. And especially a force of Harige. So it's Chayim Nisim Shemayim also. But the Tzibo has a right to apply to take drastic action against the Mitzara Tzibo. And Apikiris is the Mitzara Tzibo. Imosar is the Mitzara Tzibo. So the Tzibo, that's why the Nehiri says, only the daily ador amar b'biundes, and they decide that it's indispensable for the Atzoras HaTzibo, in order that a certain meaning shouldn't be matching the Emunah of the Tzibo. In order that a certain Mosel shouldn't undermine the welfare of the Tzibur to take drastic action, then the daily ador can meet out drastic action. Otherwise, they will not be able to do the Rishiyotzach anyway. But otherwise, they will be Rishoyim, because they have no issues. The Chinuch says in the law of Mechashim Politzichayim, so he says that if Sanhedrin has the keach to meet out the forces against the Hashifa. There is a love like this, there is only an essay, but to meet out the Hashifa, there is a love also. So then, if he doesn't do it, so then the Avia, the love of Hashifa is a Chayah. Why do they have to say, if they have the care, the Javinsky people? The answer is only, let's say, Sanhedrin is made, being the Alice, being the Hood Flores, so the Finuch is telling us, only the Malchus authorized them, because when a certain Rishus is given to Bezdin, because the Bezdin has the Kea Hatzibo, so that Rishus is only Shayach, if Bimtzias it can enforce it. But if Bimtzias it cannot enforce it. But Bezdin in a certain situation can do it in a clandestine way, in a perfect way, so the Malchus will not find out about it, so then they have no risk. If the Rishus is given to Yochim, like Alf Makes, Neva, Babadinis, Kalmidei, so then that Rishus can be exercised even kind of practical, then it cannot be Rishus. But if the Rishus is not given to Yochim, it's given to Bezdin, so it's Gia Bezdin, because Bezdin represents the Tzibo, so only if the Bezdin can force it open, so they can do it, otherwise they have no issues. That's why Rashi says here, the doubt of Ishvalusis, the reason is why they have the care to exercise here because they can lock it in English. But if they hadn't been authorized by Malchus for us, so the things they couldn't be serious on a practical level, exercise Kriya, so Melal Bidin, they are not authorized to exercise Kriya. That's the pshat in the Rashi. All right. So, Alochem, besides the Yisar HaKoyim, and the Yisar of the Yisir Torah, there is Alochem that if somebody is near Yad, without Rishus, so then he's a Rosh, even without Shizya, and if he's near Yad, without the shoes, even without the seer, so he's high misery shamay, the parashi neach, as dimchem in a chiseyach a medrash. Now, the Rambam in their days, in the Ilchas Ritzeach, Aloch Aleph Beis Gimel, so the Rambam says, Kol Ahiri Chaviri Biyodim, Jigen Shi Ko Bisayim, Oy Beben Amidiso, Shechonki Achenei, Oy Sofi Deish, Hoyl Vihogi Mikol Mokim Hu Baatzmei, Ari Zenerad Bibezim. אבל השיחי ההירי לארגס חברי, אוי ששולח עבודו והורגו, אוי שקופסי במיכה לפני הרי, גרומי, וחייצי בי, והורגו שחיו בכין ההירגס עצמי, סמבה די קומיצו שי, כל אחד מאלי שיפר דומנו, לא בין אבי גביודי, וחי את ניסה לשמיים, ואין בין ניסה בזה. So somebody killed himself, he's also high in the Shemai. Umenayin shecheinu adin, shenemar sheper dam odom v'odom dome yishofich. Ze aherik v'atzme shaloi al v'shliach. You know, it's marvel of the Tumet Yinshe, that ma'abit atzme das in chilich mabot. Where there is no gemore that ma'abit atzme das is in chilich mabot. But it can be explained on the basis of two things. First of all, the Rambam in Cheshuvah mentioned those who are in the Chilek on Abor, so the Rambam mentioned Sheif Chidom. So in Sheifer Dam, it's in the Chilek Abor. So it goes without saying that if somebody is a Ritzeah, killed somebody else, it's in the Chilek on Abor. It's Chilek Abor. But since the Yisr of Lissir Tzoch applies to himself too, No one has a rishusi. A person has no, he's not dividing over his own life. So maybe he's also a Ritziach. So he's a Shiva Dam. So maybe he's in the Chalikabo. So he's in the Chalikabo. And the Halochim, the Rambam, the Cheshuvi. The Chief Ritzomi. Ritziach has no Chalikabo. It doesn't make any difference whether Ritziach of other people or Ritziach of himself. Then there is the Rambam mentioned this posse, Kineach, that Mabit Asmodas is high visit Shomai, from a nine Shechino Adim, Shenema Shaper, Bamodom, Bodom, Dome Yishot, Zahiri, the Atmi, Shalui al Vishliach, as Dim, Ahiri, Batin, Shalishliach, Biodai, as Dim Hamun of Shisech and Edri, Zahiri Katsme, as Dim Hamun of Shisech, in other words, if you take your own life, Zahiri Katsme, you want to commit suicide. Because Chayot Rishenu is a Mesa Chaberu is a Chayot Ope, Grome, Miyad Odom, Miyad Yishochiv, Edrish, is Nebish Odom, the Asir, the Asir, the Alkes Chaberu, the Peru Shnema, the Shmoshton, Loshin, Trishin, the Arimim, and Moshe Shema. So this Moshe is mentioned in the Shrabi, Kal Shaneach, that it's Bimchem, which I can say, Chemetre is a Yerik Asatz. So the Menor says, the Kashi, usually if somebody kills another person, I'll be gone, so it's Chayim Mishnu Shomai. We understand. But if he kills himself, how is it Chayach to say, he's Chayim Mishnu Shomai, he's already dead. The Menor Shrabe is a Kashi. So the Medrashrabe says, it means that he doesn't have chilek on Mabit. So you see, what is Mardar, the Pumet Yinshin, Mabit Asmadas in Chilek Abo, has two materials. One Mokir in the Rambam, which is also in Chazal. I think that there is a Yerushalmi to that effect. The Shikar Dam is in Chilek Abo, and then the Medrashrabe, anyway. So, why is Ein Chilek Abo? Because like this, Nisa B'Shamayim doesn't mean Ein Chilek Abo, Chayobim. Chrisis Nisa B'Shamayim, Yesh Nach Abo, Yidim Chuyab Nisa B'Shamayim. But this Nisa B'Shamayim can only manifest itself in Ein Chilek Abo. It could not manifest itself in any other, anyway, the Medrash Shrabe says that Es Bimchan Kisich HaMedrash means that Ein Chilek Abo. But the Chiyuv, it's an Avere of a Chiyuv Misit Nishamayim. Alright. So, Bishleime, if somebody commits suicide, actively takes poison, shoots himself, so then there is a Maiser Tziche, he's a very serious. As a matter of fact, the Psikti says, Loi Sirzo, Loi Sisratza, that was the Sirzach implies an Iser Elal against killing himself. Killing himself is also easier. But suppose somebody doesn't kill himself actively, but he decides to go on a hunger strike. You know? Not like the hunger strike, you know, the Jesse Jackson and Rob, you know, the kind of hunger strike. After the hunger strike, you know, he can deliver speeches, you know, against Bush and everything, but a real hunger strike, I mean, not even the hunger strike of Gandhi, because Gandhi's hunger strike was not a real hunger strike either, because Horaye, he survived. But if somebody embarks on a real hunger strike, so then he shouldn't be hired easily. Because then there is no Maiser Tzicha. If he shoots himself, there is a Maiser Tzicha. If he takes poison, he puts poison in his food, there is a Maiser Tzicha. So then it's Chayav Mishamayim. But if he decides to go on a hunger strike until he dies, how can he be able to see himself? There is no Maiser. He's completely passive. He doesn't do anything. He just doesn't eat. Still, the Ram and Shwez and Mekiesek and Shwez both say that it's Chayv Mishmishamayim. And it's in respect to Halacha in the Rambam. So the Shvu is not Chala. Shvu shall be Nishan Bimuyamu. And that's an impossibility. Because no matter what he does, so he still will fall asleep. It's impossible. He'll fall asleep automatically. It's not, it's beyond his control. So the Shvu is not Chala. And he's Chayev Malkes for Shvu Hashem. So the Rambam says, Kenu Hashwez Halochachot, Nishba shall be sham shreisha yami, Oi shall yechol klum shivas yami, Yechayetzi beze shi ishu asho. Ein eimri yoyo ze achi yitztaya biyotze, achi yitztaya reliya bekeach liz bilvaten, yechol yisham, alo malkenei simiyad mishum shu asho, v'yisham v'yechol b'cholei sheyerz. So the Ram and Mekiesek are Masi Kandaram. They say, Bishlein and Nishba Shal Yishen Shleishas Yomi, Yitziyach Shav Yomi Kaini, he can't tell, he can't control it. But Shal Yechol Shivas Yomi, he can control it. Only thing is, he'll die. He'll die or he might die. So, I mean, let's say he'll definitely die. I mean, 7 days without any achil, I don't know what the Rambam means. This is the question of Mitzias. Where did the Rambam get it? I mean, it's not anymore. It's Shivas Yomim. In other words, a person can stay without food for less than 7 days, but not 7 days. We know there are stories of certain people who became stranded on the ocean and they couldn't eat anything, just water. So then, and they survived even for several weeks. So the question is, when the Rambam says, Nishba shall yechal klum shivas yomim, does he mean solid food, or he means siyeh b'cho achile? Shall yechal klum means solid food or siyeh. So in other words, so these people who survived for a month or more, so were able to drink water of lapach. But without eating anything, without drinking anything, so the limit is 7 days. Well, the Rambam wouldn't have said it if he didn't have any more. That's it's a question of mitzias. So, but the Mukiyei said, and the Rambam, Namasik and the Rambam, they say, he says, that's not the actually Amikan, it's actually Amikan. So why is it Yishua Shov? But they both say, they agree with the Rambam's halacha that But love it, the Rambam says it's Chayv Yishua Shov because it's Yechir Eveli Kaine. They say that's Yechir Eveli Kaine because of Nishva Levato Esamit. So the Rambam gives the same Shuez. Why is it Nishva Levato Esamit? Because so the Medrash Rabbah says, so he can say, means he shoots himself. He puts poison in his food, so there is a maizel tzichet. But if he decides not to eat, he doesn't do anything. How does it come within the chiyuv nisid l'shamayim that is mentioned in the posik of aches bimchal nafesich ha-medrash? So we see that he does. But can we say that he was evil as yotzah? If a person decides to go on a hunger strike, can we say that he is evil as yotzah? We can't say he's evil as yotzah. There's no mice, he doesn't do anything. He's just minea from saving his life. Still, he's chayav nisid l'shamayim, like he should have done. If ever done, the posik of Asdimu Mavshtich Medo. So it's a raya that insofar as the Chiyuv Nisid L'Shamayim for Shefer Dam is concerned, it's not based upon the Reis Yotzach. Just as we saw in regard to Mer Yadol Chaveir and Mikra Roshi, and the moral learns it out from the posik Vayim al Rosh Alomo Sak Esreach. Vayim al Rosh Alomo Yikiso Esreach Aloy Neamar, Alomo Sak, Afal Kisha Loiko. Loiko, he was not evil, yes. And that was before Matan Torah, so there was no love of his, but even after Matan Torah, if somebody tries to marry him yet, and he doesn't succeed in doing it, he's not evil, yes. So how can he be called the Roshe because of Reisi? And then he was an Ene Isi Maizamcho. And the Rambam Paskins, like the Mandoma, that Hukash Hakoel Iklole. So on that point, there is also in Machlekes between the Yireim and the Meir and the Rambam Shite appears to be like the array. Ligabi Kole, so there is a loch of Nosi Bam Holy Soya, the Isi Maise Amcho. If he's a Roshi, he's not really Isi Maise Amcho. So he's brought down Kole. So Mora says, in Matches, and in Sanhedrin, if somebody recalls the Kusi, according to Mandoma, the Kusi, the Yerem is saying, so he's a Jew, but he's still Potter. Because is the Kusim Arine Isi Maizamo. But how about Hakoe? If somebody is Maki, an Isi Maizamo, Hakoe Pochas Misha Bepute. So Maki Echo in Israel, Hakoe Pochas Misha Bepute is Chayim Malchus. If it's Shabbepute or more, so then he can make him shalom, but the general rule is he can make him shalom you tell okay who put on tashlumim. But the Hebrew scripts are Tero, in Zemin in Chvoler tashlumim, so there is the other way. It's in Chuyek tashlumim, so maybe there is that Malkes. But if the Akoye is pocket which have put it, there is no tashlumim, then he is Chayev Malkes. So there is a Machlekes Tanoim. In Sanhedrin, Perukil Nachnoki, whether Hamake is Hakusi, Akoye Pokas, which was Pote, is late or not late. So one time he says, he's late. Loi Makshin Nakoye is wrong. Only Ligabe, Klole, there is a deed that if he's in Isimai Samcho, so the love of Klole doesn't apply. Mashein Chen Ligabe Akoye, even if he's in any Isimaisamcho, so there is a Chiyuv Malchus. And one time he says, Makshim Nakoye Likrole. One time he says, Makshim Nakoye Likrole. So, according to that time, if he's Make Kusi, Ikduki, I mean. So then, in any Isimaisamcho, so he's Potter of Malchus. The Rambam Pastors, like the Mandoma, Makshim Nakoye Likrole. Now the Miri says that even a conic mandoma makshin akoyeli klole, so it's only a ptur of malchus, but the isa habole applies. In other words, there is a difference between the klole and akoy. Eben konnte man Donner der Rakshina kolle. Vis-a-vis kolle, so in his my samcho is mufke of the whole love of kolle. Vinosi vamcho is so ea, so it means the is my samcho. Mashein kei, in regardo jezif la kei se, even if we are makish a kolle. So it's only a tour of malchus, but the love is there. That's the Mirishi, the Yerein is right. And he says, Monefshech is Makshin Akol Klove. So just as in regard to Klove, it's his might and whole love, not just of Malkes, so Gabi Hakoya also is his might and love. From the Rambam Shloshim, it's Mashma, like the Yerein. Rambam in Perek Hey, Mihilches Chivu Mazik, Halocha Aleph says as follows. Oso Leodom Larbeil, Bein Biatzmei, Bein Bachaveire, Bilu Achivu Bluvad, El Kolamaki Odom Kosham Yisrael, Bein Kotten, Bein Godu, Bein Nish, Bein Nisho, Derech Mitzoyin, Arizeiva Blazese, Shenema Leisif Lakesei, in zero theorem of the Hoy Tisi, Bakoas Haite, Kalchema, and Makis Atsadi. So, what the Rambam's Russian is. So, the fluke from the Sefer of Russian Rambam, you could read that even in the Isim, I am called there is love, because the Rambam uses Russian in zero Tisi, in zero theorem of the Hesi, Bakoas Haite. But then the ratio of the Roshna Rambam is the Leachidol Bilbad, Elo Kolamake Odom Kosha Meyisroel. So the Rambam emphasizes Odom Kosha Meyisroel. Why? Because the Rambam passes like the Tami that Manshin and Hakoye Likrole, Omin Odom Kosha. But if he's a Roshe, he's not an Odom Kosha. So then the whole law doesn't apply. Like the Yerei. Not like them here. As a matter of fact, it's Nisgata like the Yerein of the Rambam. Monefshech, in regard to Klole, of course, it goes without saying that he's not even able to laugh, because the Aloha of Isimai Samcho is mentioned in the laugh. Vinosi Damcho Nisoya Be Isimai Samcho. And if there is a hekesh between Hakoy and Klole, so the same thing should apply to Hakoy. Why does the Nir in the Chalek? So I think there is a very simple explanation for it. Makshin HaKoy L'Klol or not? So the question arises. Will you Makish or not Makish? What does Hekish mean? Hekish means that one Pasuk, one is there, one Pasuk is mentioned next to the other Pasuk. Makish HaKoy L'Klol. Yotso, V'Hoyso. So, the Huitzo is mentioned close to the Yotzo. So that's it. But how can the Tana say Makshin HaKoye Kole is HaKoye mentioned next to Kole? The love of Kole is mentioned while we had Nosivam Chulisoya. There's Nosivam Chulisoya, that's in Deishi, and then is Kalmachereish. So, Nosibam Chalisoya, that's in Shpotman, sorry. And Vesikal Chereish, and Deishi, and Akoye, and Yisif Lakeisi, isn't he say it? I mean, it's not how there. So Rashi in Gemore, in Neil and Achnokin, doesn't say anything. And no one says, but Rashi in Chumash explains. That's why it's important to learn Rashi Chumash with Rashi. Certain things that the Gemara discusses, but the Rashi in the Gemara doesn't explain it. Why doesn't Rashi explain it? Because Rashi takes for granted, you see, that when one starts learning Gemara, he's already Boki Chumash with Rashi. So Rashi doesn't have to explain it, you see. The chose, I mean, that we have to be makpid, you know, and learning Chumash with Rashi before we start Gemara, before we start Mishnah. Many problems we have in the Chinuch because the Chumash with Rashi is neglected. You know, they learn Parshas Shavua in certain day schools. I mean, so they learn every week. They'll finish the whole Sedra, I mean, jet service, but then they don't know the Chumash. Anyway, Rashi explains it in Shpotim. So with that, we'll be able to understand the Meir Shita. In Shmeis, Mishpotim, Shmeis Chafalet, Posik Tesvon, the Torah says, Umake Ovi V'imei Nei Shimon. Then Posik Tesayim, the Torah says, V'geine Fisho Mechorei, V'nitz of Yodei Mei Shimon. Then Posik Tesayim, the Torah says, Umikal Ovi V'imei Mei Shimon. So, Posik Tesayim is Samuch to Posik Tesvov, except that Posik Tezayin is interposed between Posik Tesvov and Posik Tezayin. Posik Tezayin, beginning of Ishim Chorev, means your Ishim was interposed. So Rashi says, V'hipsikoinyet, v'kosa v'geni fish, v'imake ovi v'imei l'imkalo v'imei. V'nirali, so Rashi says, v'nirali, the haine plukte, v'mar soba makshil nakoi likore, u'mar soba loy makshil. U'mar soba loy makshil. That's why Rashi and everyone doesn't explain that. I know. What? He does mention it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me. So, the Haine plukte the Mal Soba Makshin Akoy Liklole, Umal Soba Loy Makshin. Mal Soba Makshin. So, maybe you can understand the Miri Shit. The Miri says that even though we pass Makshin Akoy Liklole, Makshin Akoy Liklole, So, but the reason is roughly easy. But if Machina Koil Kole, and I call it, there is no love, why should there be a love? Why should there be a love by a Koe? So, the answer is because the Hekesh is between the Psuchim of Machol Vinemesimus and the Posse Komikal Vinemesimus. So the Hekesh is in the Inesh, not in the Lav. So that's why the Miriam says, since the Hekesh discusses an Inesh, doesn't discuss the Isa, there is no smuchim in the Isa. As far as this is concerned, so down in different sectors and in different chmoshim. So the smuchim is in regard to the Inish, so mainly only in regard to the Inish there is the Hekesh. But in regard to the Isa, there is no Hekesh. And somebody is Makei Roshe, so he's not either the love, so he's either the love of Reyesiv Lakesi. He's either the love of Reyesiv Lakesi. Anyway, but the Yerim and the Rambam says, Odom Kosham Yisrael, he's Lifka Bilal. So how do we say, Amir Gal Khabiri Apa Pishloi Konika Rosha, we learn it out by Yimal Roshalom Sakis Racho. And who was it? It was Dosim Abiram, the certain Rishoim. Mitzovim. So that's Dosim Abiram, him the Rishosom, it Chalosom Batsaikom. Here we show it. Amir Rishoim is Murim. Set to Mish Rabbeinu Aini, Anoshim Eilet in Akia. So the Rishoim, certainly that were in the category of Medidim L'mailim, not Stam Rishoim, but because, I mean, Setu Meish Rabbeinu, Haini Anoshim Haile Tinakia, and still he's a Roshi. So what's it? So the Raya is that the Aloha Hamir and Yadol Chavir and Mitra Roshi does not depend upon the Nisa of a Kohen. First of all, that was the form of the Vera. So there was no Nisa, it's not a design is in there. The Tzicha is of design is in there. But Chabole HaKohen is not of design is in there. And still was a Roshi, the form of the Vera. It's a special Aloha. If somebody is Meirin Yad means if he exercises violence, that's Meirin Yad, violence. And even Avo Pishaloyiko, and we saw the Gemara, that the Bnei Eli were also hated. Why? Because they threatened those who brought Korbanos that they should give it to them. Otherwise, they would take it by force. So in other words, even if somebody threatens to take away his property, and he doesn't mean it, but he just, you know, he wants to get certain results by means of threats, that's also called Haromes Yad. And he's a Roshi. He's a Roshi. So, in other words, if somebody is Meirin Yad, without any Yisrael, is there any love, not to threaten the way to be able to threaten don't give me the carbones as a donation to us, then we'll take it away from you. So, there is no lot on that. To gazel, there is an Isa. But here, they didn't gazel and didn't intend to gazel, they just wanted to threaten them. But it's a special aloha. Hamir and Yadol Chavir, if somebody exercises violence against anybody, against the Jew, and Goy, and the Chodi, a Roshe, even a Roshe that is in the rhythm of the Mayim, is a Roshe. And you couldn't say, I mean, some stone, I mean, that over there, so it's a Roshe because the Make and the Muke were both for sure. It doesn't make any difference. if it's Osar, it's Osar, it doesn't make any difference. If it's Muter, so it's Muter. So it doesn't make any difference who the Maki is. Because there is a special Aloha without recourse to the Yisrael Patan. For Matan Torah, there was no Yisrael. It's not the Zayin Simenea. Without Rishus, he's a Roshe. So it applies to everybody. And even a Roshe like Dosan Abion. Dosan Abion. So in Meili, he's a Roshe. So that's why the Rambam, some Melech, there is a Roshe, Aromes Yad and Hakoy. But suppose there is Aromes Yad of Sikhe. So without Lysirzoch, not only is a Roshe, but he's highly Shemai. That's the Pshat in the Yisrael, in the Rambam, that if somebody takes a Shvue, So Yehu Shiva Yomi, the Rambam says it's Yeshua Shov on the basis of Yeshua Yerikaime. And Yehu says, no, it's actually Yerikaime. But he agrees with the Aloha of the Rambam, the Rabbi Kamei, because it's Lava al Yerikaime. Why is it Lava al Yerikaime? Because of the power Shemiach. Achaz Dimchen Lunach, Shiseichen Edresh. Yes?
You can only first count yourself, not the Shemiach.
No, the parsha of Dinklav Sechem Edreis so includes killing somebody else, certainly. It even includes killing himself. The Achayo, the Achilles, is Chavere, is Neari, I mean, and Nidunodom. So, the Achiche Achire Nodi. So, that's, the Rambam mentions that.
The
Rambam
says, Tori
oh, so that's why I mentioned, I didn't mention Rambam, I mentioned the Yeisev. Why should we say the machlekes between the Rambam and the Yeisev and the Rambam? Because the Yeisev and the Rambam say, even here it cuts me in a passive way. So, it comes within the few musicians of my life, the ones of Medrash. Welche den Weichungen habe ich gemacht, welche sind anders? Because when somebody embarks upon a homeless life, he's also called there his husband. Because after all, he's the only one who has the control to decide whether he should live or not. So the male is called Hirgesas. Yes? Okay. So it's called Hirgesas. But could we say that he's a there the Lysiotzah? If he shoots himself, then he's a Lysiotzah. But he doesn't do anything. How can he be a Lysiotzah when he doesn't do anything? He doesn't do anything. So it's a riot with a few mislish of mine of Haromes Yadok Mitziche is not based upon the love of his Yitzchak. Because when he refrains from eating for 7 days, there is no Yitzchak, but he has no issues. A person has no issues to be near Yad against somebody else, and he has no issues to be near Yad against himself. And when he refuses to eat, so then he's mirroring God against himself.
In the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, why did he only give the case in 7 days?
What else do you mean? Because in Mitzias is that you can survive by not eating for 6 days. That's in Mitzias.
But there's a new problem. What about the Rambam problem?
The Rambam didn't mention it on the basis of the battles on Mitzvah. The answer is because if he only says Nishba, I mean, why doesn't the Rambam mention two reasons? All right, that's a kasha. All right, that's a kasha. That's a kasha. All right, anyway. And then something else, Agaburche. I just want, since I mentioned the Roshna Rambam, in Perikim, Cheshribo, Mazik, Halocha Ale, also Leodom Marbel, בין בעצמי, בין מחברי, ולאחיו ובלבד, על הקלמת עוד מקושר מישראל, בין קוטן, בין גודל, בין איש, בין איש הדרך, מצוין, עבדי ולאיזה. So from Yoshin Rambam, it's not מפורש, I know you can argue, but there is a deal that if somebody is חיבר בעצמי, he is either or he is supposed to. Because the Rambam says, also Lord of Marbel, בין בעצמי, בין מחברי, ולא יחיד עוד לבד, דאו כל עמקי עוד עם כושר מישראל, בין קוטן, בין גודל, בין איש, בין איש עוד דרך מצוין, הרי זה אידה בלייס הזה. So it's משמע. It's the same answer. Because if we are going to say that חיבל חבר, there is a lot, but חיבל בעצמי, so it's like an answer of קלעיש and בקיינס נתרחים. So why does the Rambam discussed the Chodemachte, he included it in one category. So it's Masham Loshna Rambam that if somebody is Chivul Ba'at's name, he's either a love of his. And that is mentioned by name. That is mentioned by name. I think it's, I once saw in the Torah journal, Dilmei, there was this Chivikas, Talmud between Rabchan Eidia, and Rabbi Meir Michel, so Rabbi Meir Michel was also a guy from that Loshna Rambam, that if somebody is Chidul Be'atzmei, so he's either a love of Lazy, not just Anadere, because the Chibya, all of Mashachotov, the Nefesh, the Chibya is a Nefesh Chotov, but Tzir Ratzmei Ayayi, Elo Kolam Tzir Ratzmei Ayayi, is not Chachetei. No, this is that's common, but here is either a love or please. Anyway, that has nothing to do with down here. But so we see from the Ram that he said that insofar as the Chiyuv Nisib in Shomayim of Hashem is concerned, it's not even based upon the love of the Yisrael. Because when one refrains from eating for 7 days, on account of which he dies, he's not even Lysiot, so he doesn't do anything, he's passive. There is no Maisa Lysiot. And still, but he has no reshus to mirim Yad against himself. And if he's mirim Yad even against himself to the extent that he dies, So Mele is hiding his mind. But, you see, you wouldn't say that if somebody be Reyes Chaver, if they ever know, and he can save him. He doesn't save him. So he's able to send from Racho, but no one would say that he's high Reyes Shammai, because then there is no Aron Messiah either. If I see somebody is the Reyes Benor, and I can save him, I don't save him. So I'm not a Meirin Yad. I'm even with Sandor Damracho, Mashenkin against himself, because how can a person survive? He has to eat. Somebody else cannot eat for him. So if he doesn't eat, so then he's considered Meirin Yad against himself. When you see somebody else doesn't eat and you don't give him food, you are even with Sandor Damracho, but you're not a Meirin Yad. But if you don't eat yourself, then you are considered you are Meirin Yad against yourself. And if the extent of the Aron Messiah is that he dies, so Meirin is considered a Shikar Domi, even though he was completely passive, and is Chayav Nisim Shamayim. Another guy that is Chayav Nisim Shamayim, if somebody kills another person, even without a Nisir, so I mentioned already last week, in Hoysha. Ufokadeti es Nei Israel al Beis Yehu v'yishvati mamlechus Beis Yisrael. So Rashi says, which is in Targum Yunus in Mezir, Rashi says, Ki Targumei es Nei Bisachot she'orak Yehu v'Yisrael al she'obdu es Abar v'holchuhu bonapachekei the Obdu Abedizor, but the Morgan Sanhedrin Gelchelech says that Yehu was in the Abedizor of Mashenich. Mashenich, Achot Beisei, they were in the Abedizor of Mashenich. So there's a big difference. I mean, Yehu was not a tzaddik, but Yehu was not such a rosher either. I mean, he was not a tzaddik. He was only in the Abedizor of Mashenich, not the Mashenich. And then the Novi told him to wipe out his son. Novi told him to meet that. So was Yehua there on the Sirtzoch when he killed Bisachov, when he killed Isabel? When the Novi told him. So he's certainly not there on the Sirtzoch. And then according to Rambam and Tesis, that the living room in a Mufke of the Issa of the Tzirche altogether, that it's even living the Yodai, his man, Shirdim Tkifo, so there is a heter, under certain circumstances, to be married the Yodai, the Rambam says, Happy Kolsim, Vaminimis, Ak Kolsim, Vamurim, Vahachis, in Yesh Biodi Keach, Lehorvon, Bisayet, Bifahes Yehoyodom, Bisayet. So there's no Yisirtzot. And Achof and Zebel and this Achof were certainly in call of Meridim Maili. They were showing more in the Abizorel and the forced Jews to bow to the Baal. I mean, of course, they were in the category of Meridim Maili. So without the Tzivanot, they were Mufke of the love of Israel. Still, so the Novi says, Ufokadeti es Mei Yisroel Beis Yehu, because in view of the fact that Yehu did not follow up what the Novi told him to wipe out this Achov and to behave with Dark Hashem, and he didn't go with Dark Hashem, He was eating Tavizor B'Sheri, only B'Sheri. So Mele, the blood that he shed in wiping out the Sahab is considered as if he had shed Damnok, innocent blood. Just because he was eating Tavizor B'Sheri. Later, some Mele, they were Michal Nisirzoch, but they were not Michal Nisirzoch. The answer is, there is, besides the love of Nisirzoch, there is a special halacha that one has no reshus to marry yad against anybody. The biggest rosh, Dosum Babio, he has no right. The biggest tzaddik has no reshus to be married yad against the Rosh Gomor like Dosum Babio. And if he does, he's a rosh. And if you go to the Shishamayim, sometimes you find Kanoim today, you are marrying Yad, you know, the Shishamayim, so they're not showing the Achaitim. You know, Haromes Yad doesn't mean Davke against the goof of the person, even against Mommy. It's also Haromes Yad. The Gemara says, Yigabe Bnei Eli, that they were Achaitim. They didn't make any Haromes Yad against the goof. They didn't threaten to hit anybody. They only threatened to take away the moment. So that's all Tzara Messiah. Any act of violence is Tzara Messiah. So Mele, those Kanoim you see who burn down certain booths, you know, because there were posters that were in Yahmades, are also hated. I wouldn't call them Rishoyim because they were misguided. They meant to Shem Shammai. So, but they are hated. And Gemara doesn't. In Gemara, in Sanhedrin, that in Ches, says a mikrochet. So Gemara is a little strange, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That in Ches on the days. Omar Ishlokish, and I'll be on the Chabea officially called Mikro Roshe. שנאמר לה, ימל ראש לא מסקר יחו. לא מייקיס לא נאמר, אלא לא מסקר. אף על פי שלא יקור ניקר ראש. זיר אומר בחנינה ניקחו חייבי. שנאמר, אם לא לקחתי בחזוקו, וכסי בתי חת הסנאור עם בי לא מעיד. סוך אשי סייז, זה בני אלי. אם כאן, לבני אלי כסיב, שאולי תקפים בספר הזבוכן, ואומר, אם לא תיתן לי עקר בחזוקי, דהיינה כמירים יודי, שאולי מגזם להקרת את זה להקיס, but it's not להקיס, he didn't mention, אם הכל יהיה, just גזל, that's also like להקיס, the same thing. So, what does he add? I mean, first of all, Rav Hanina mentions, learns the doubt from the Pasuk in the Torah, and he says Nikro Roshe, then he mentions the Posig from Shmuel, and there is Nikro Chayit. There's a difference between Roshe and Chayit. Roshe is more than Chayit. But there is one, Roshe and Chayit are both Chayit. But Roshe, the Rambam says in the Perush HaMishnah and Perush Nodes, if somebody does a virus, be mazy, then he's called the Roshi. If he does Averas, Bishege, he cannot be called the Roshi. Roshi implies mazy, but he's a chayte. So, what? Zire, Rav Hanina adds is that even if somebody is near the Yad Lishim Shemai, then Bnei also meant Lishim Shemai. They could as well rationalize what they did as much as the Kanoim today, much more. There were probably bigger wounding than the Kanoim today. So they could rationalize much more effectively. So they did it in Shemai. I mean, they wanted to do Zak, I don't know, certain people, certain mitzvahs that they should give them, I mean, so have they been mitzvah at all?